We just met Jeffrey Sheehan, of course, with Tom Chalani. And Jeffrey, the primary sponsor, the Sheehan Advantage, and we appreciate that. But it takes a lot of people to make this happen. And for the last 5 years, the folks from Hoover Associates has been very much involved. And I remember when Randy Hoover first introduced his son to us and to the business, I mean, at least as far as we're concerned. And now R.J. Hoover is here 5 years later with his dad, Randy Hoover. And very nice to have you here, guys, and thanks for your help. We couldn't do it without you.
Our pleasure to be here, Paul. Great cause to end food insecurity.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, just like Food First Michigan with Dr. Phil Knight and Jerry Brisson. Jerry's going to be coming up here shortly. Why don't you explain to our listeners about this company, Hoover & Associates. It's been serving clients for over 30 years. In a nutshell, tell us about the company.
Well, we're in Royal Oak, Michigan. Excuse me. We focus on financial planning, wealth management, group benefits, and we have, as our ad indicated on the radio earlier this week, life insurance activities as well. So we're just serving family businesses and people of higher net worth in Michigan.
You're a family business, yep, serving family businesses. True. which is great, very nice. And the building, the historic John Allman Starr building there in Royal Oak, you moved into just before the pandemic.
Right.
But you're there, a building built in 1868, which is kind of a, well, obviously a very historic and well-known building there in Royal Oak. What do you think of what's happening with the economy right now? Are you concerned as well as concerned as I am about inflation? Dad, let me throw this to your son.
Thank you.
R.J. Hoover, you haven't experienced this word, inflation. You're a young man.
That's right.
You haven't experienced stocks not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is possible, as even though we're only supposed to get taxed if we're $400,000 or more a year, that person who makes $15 an hour has to fill their car with gas, and they're learning about the other taxes that are out there that no one was honest with them about, with taxes being gas being over $1.50 more than a year ago, and it's not done going up. But what about inflation? What are you saying to people, your clients?
Well, it's tough to say, and as you just alluded to, you know, it's something that affects everybody, no matter your net worth or your background. So I think it's an interesting topic. It's tough to say if these are, you know, acute problems with supply chain or increased supply of money. But I just think everyone needs to be cognizant of what's happening and, again, just continue to pay attention to how it might affect their own financial picture.
Dad, how do you do?
Well done. He's a five-star financial guy. So
it's never too early to start talking about inflation.
Right? No, it's never too early to talk about inflation and investments and the things that you need to do to take care of yourself. This is don't depend on the government for this. You need people like the Hoover family, Randy Hoover, his son R.J. Hoover, and their team at Hoover & Associates for their financial services. They help family businesses, maybe like yours. They look at 401ks, wealth management, even some insurance services you just alluded to a moment ago. That's all very, very good and something to think about. Dario Bergamo is here as well, and you couldn't have either Hunger Free in the D or Cars and Cigars without Dario Bergamo. The good thing about this Hunger Free in the D, he's not wearing one of those really loud sport coats that he wears to Cars and Cigars. He gets these special Cicchini, Paul Cicchini or Cicchini, they might just call themselves now. Very unusual smoking jackets. Have you ever seen them? No. Okay. Hi, Dario.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I love you, buddy. I'm doing great. So hopefully you're gonna get out of that Uncle Buck ensemble and you're gonna get a Cicchini sport coat for next year.
Well, you're bringing back the cough. The cough that wouldn't go away is coming back. You've been involved with the Chalani Family Foundation from the very beginning because you've been involved with Tom Chalani since you were kids.
Long time. Families go back. Tom's Aunt Rosemary and my mother all the way back to 1935 when I went to kindergarten through eighth grade at Nativity and then on to Eastern High School, which is now Martin Luther King, where they graduated in 1948. So we got some history here, and as this is the eighth year, Paul, I can't believe where the time has gone. And
yeah.
Thank you for being here all those years. And it was in Thanksgiving of 2013 when Tom called me and said, you know, put on Fox 2 or one of the stations that, you know, these people are not getting Thanksgiving meals. So,
and the first thing that we talked about was giving out turkeys.
That's,
you remember,
right,
that?
That's right.
A semi-truck full of turkeys.
I actually called Butterball Turkey in the Carolinas, I swear to God. And then it became evident that Tom and I had no way to pass out, you know, 10,000 turkeys,
because
that was the number. And that's when we got engaged with Jerry and let the pros at Gleaners, you know, do that end of it.
Right. So, if we just help them with some money, they have the mechanism, right, to do such a great job. And you've helped these charities out. I thought it was $8 million. It's over $8 million, and that's just for Cars and Cigars. Over $3 million for this event.
Right.
Before today.
I think, yeah, between this and then Cars and Cigars coming up in the fall, we're going to be over, you know, $10 million, I would assume, if everything you know, holds well and the economy's good and we don't have to deal with the, you know, this pandemic. So I think it'll be a tremendous year. And, you know, I always announce Cars and Cigars on your show at this event. So Cars and Cigars 2022, mark your calendar. You're a master of ceremonies, June 9th. And it's going to be a special Motown theme. You know, we got the orchestra and the whole crew. And, you know, Sheehan, again, you know, we can't say enough. Tom mentioned it earlier. I'd like to reiterate that we cannot thank Jeff and his team, his wife Deborah, and his daughter Amber for what they do for both of our events.
Excellent. Well, you can't do it without sponsors. And then I'll leave it back to Randy Hoover and his son R.J. Hoover of Hoover and Associates, now 5 years. What got you interested? You're pulled on, trust me, any business is pulled on to donate, to help, and to be a part of something. How'd you choose this one?
Well, this was exciting because it was the synergy, and especially if the first time we went to Lear in Southfield for the event, I couldn't believe the energy and how many people were behind it. It was just, you know, our gift is not certainly the centerpiece, but it was great to be part of that.
Couldn't do it without you. Your gift is very important. In fact, the gifts that people offer, whether they can be here or not, is very, very important. What should they go online, or is there a phone number they should have? I should have that in front of me. I don't.
Yeah, well, you know, you can go to the Jelani Family Foundation .com, and it'll you know, segue you right into giving a donation. And also Hunger Free in the D. So,
okay. Either one. Hunger Free in the D.com, Jelani Family Foundation.com. Is there a link at WJR? Yes.
Yep,
so that's an easy one to remember.
Right,
go to WJR.com, WJR.com, and look for Hunger Free in the D, which is happening right now. Of course, you can stop by Palazzo Di Bacci here in Lake Orion. And come on by. We'll be here. We'll be here till 9, and then we'll turn it over at 9 o'clock. And he's going to be doing his show. I don't know if he did. Did he do it last year from here?
Kevin was in the makeup. So we had the 2020 makeup this past July.
Ah,
so
okay. Kevin Dietz will be here.
Kevin Dietz
right at 9 o'clock.
Here.
Be here till noon.
I think our dear friends at Capuchins are gonna show up. So brother Gary. You know, Tom and Vicky and I, and we went down a week ago and served lunch at the soup kitchen, the one that's at Mac and Connor. We're actually across from Mansfield, where we played ball. And when we were kids.
And from what the rest of the story is, we don't have time to go into it. Dario was a little older and used to protect these guys. You were their protector. That's what I understand.
Oh yeah. If you talk to Semencini, he'll tell you stories.
All right. 7:45 at News Talk 760 WJR. Thanks to everyone who's making this possible, making this happen, especially Randy Hoover and R.J. Hoover, who we just met from Hoover and Associates, and the ubiquitous Dario Bergamo, as we continue on WJR.